This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Sports Overnight America.
He's all night, he's going great against us, he's going to set it right. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Taco Man Audio Magazine is in your face.
Heaven help us.
Straight up, for the next hour, my name is Johnny Taco, and I hope to entertain you, inform you, and maybe enrage you all at the same time. Yes, I can do that. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or this guilt-free, no-commitment text line. I know it's Saturday night. Maybe you had a few drinks or want to act like a fool on the radio. I understand. I don't want to embarrass yourself. 415-275-1613. The text line, the drunk-free, no-guilt text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We'll hear from the king. That's right, LeBron James, of course, returned to Cleveland this week. And the Lakers beat the Cleveland Cavaliers by 4 or 5 points. Not a runaway, but the bottom line is LeBron's not on a great team, but he is the greatest player in all of basketball outside of the immortal Steph Curry. Straight up, we'll hear from LeBron in depth. And, of course, we'll also hear from the one, the only. I love him. Talk about Dominique Jimenez. Dom's Diner's in the house at 40 minutes past the hour. And I'm not done because we'll open things up with the heavyweight champion of late night TV. I'm talking about the great Seth Meyers. That and more on the Taco Man Audio Magazine, brought to you by the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, that's Poshy, that's Yeri, that's Harry, I'm Sufi. These are our favorite jokes of the week. President Trump and First Lady Melania today participated in the White House Christmas tree delivery and then, as usual, had a silent night. The adult website Pornhub has launched a new fashion collection featuring tote bags, T-shirts, and socks. Well, one sock. According to a new report, more than 54 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more this Thanksgiving, and that doesn't include the half-mile walk to get stoned before dinner. A large-scale Lego model of the White House was unveiled yesterday for the holidays. It includes between 100,000 and 115,000 Lego pieces. Or, as Trump put it, 1.5 million Lego pieces. A Norwegian cruise liner has announced it will power a fleet of ships using dead fish. That's right, a ship powered by Ted Cruz's handshakes.
From the jokes of the week to a closer look with the great Seth Meyers.
President Trump is turning on some of his closest allies while standing by the one that pays him, Saudi Arabia. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Trump did a sit-down interview with Fox News over the weekend, and in that interview, he said some things that might technically qualify as news. But one thing he said that was news to nobody was when he described his decision-making process and made clear he doesn't really have one.
When you're sitting at the desk, how do you make decisions? I mean, do you agonize over them? Do you second-guess yourself? How does...
I don't think about it. I don't think about, you know, how I make them.
Yeah, yeah, we know. It's one of the symptoms. I imagine Trump makes decisions the same way Netflix's algorithm suggests something totally random for you to watch. Did you enjoy The Migrant Caravan? Then you might also like Raking in Finland. So while there's no process to Donald Trump's decision, there is one central operating principle, and that's loyalty. It doesn't matter who you are or how decorated you are. All Trump cares about is whether you are nice to him or mean to him. That's why Trump attacked retired Admiral William McRaven, a Navy SEAL who oversaw the operation to kill Osama bin Laden. McRaven has criticized Trump's attacks on the press, calling him a threat to democracy. But when Trump was asked about McRaven, he falsely accused him of being a Hillary Clinton supporter, just because Hillary had reportedly considered him as a possible running mate in 2016.
Bill McRaven, retired admiral, Navy SEAL, 37 years, former head of U.S. Special Operations.
Hillary Clinton fan.
Special Operations.
Excuse me, Hillary Clinton fan.
I'm so happy we have a president who blurts stuff out like a Price is Right audience member.
Hillary Clinton, $1!
Trump has also tried to weaponize the criminal justice system against his political opponents. For the same reason he attacked McRaven, he wants to punish them for their disloyalty. And he's being egged on by Fox News. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that Trump wanted to order the Justice Department to prosecute James Comey and Hillary Clinton. Some of his more vocal supporters stirred his anger, including the Fox News commentator Jeanine Pirro, who has railed repeatedly on her weekly show that the president is being ill-served by the Justice Department. So not only is the president a wannabe dictator who thinks he can jail whoever he wants, he also genuinely believes all the insane stuff he sees on Fox News. Trump probably sits there all day watching Fox and shouting to his aides, "Prosecute Hillary, stop the caravan, and ask my doctor if Otezla is right for me." Why can't I have Otezla? Trump doesn't care that Hillary didn't actually break any laws or that McRaven is a Navy SEAL and decorated military hero who led a mission to kill the world's most wanted terrorist. All that matters to Trump is whether you're loyal. And sure enough, Trump is now questioning the loyalty of the man who is, constitutionally speaking, closer to him than anyone else in the federal government.
In recent weeks, with his electoral prospects 2 years from now much on his mind, Mr. Trump has focused on the person who has most publicly tethered his fortunes to him. In one conversation after another, he has asked aides and advisors a pointed question. Is Mike Pence loyal?
Damn, now he's questioning Mike Pence? How paranoid can you be? Mike Pence has spent 2 years doing everything he can to suck up to Trump. I mean, he literally copies Trump's physical mannerisms. Remember that time Trump put his water bottle in the ground during a meeting and then Pence immediately did the same thing? I mean, look at that. Pence is like a pageant mom who's doing his daughter's routine along with her from the audience. And clap, then spin, then step, 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 then jazz me. For Trump, loyalty only goes one way. And there's no better example of that than the man who's arguably closer to Trump than anyone else in the world, Fox News host Sean Hannity. Just to give you an idea of how loyal Hannity is to Trump, it was reported a few months ago that Hannity has Trump's direct phone line and they talk multiple times a day, including after the Fox News host wraps up taping his show most weeknights. Can you imagine that conversation? It's probably the phone call version of two dogs sniffing each other's butts. And everyone in the White House knows it's happening because Trump will walk around flaunting the fact that Hannity calls him every day. White House staff are aware that the calls happen thanks to the president entering a room and announcing, "I just hung up with Hannity." No one has parlayed the president into less impressive celebrity friends. I mean, JFK used the presidency to hang out with Marilyn Monroe. Trump plays phone a friend with the human embodiment of a Christmas ham. Haunting. Sean Hannity. So that's how close. That's how close those two are. Or at least that's how close Hannity thought they were until last week when the Daily Beast reported that Trump calls Hannity a suck-up behind his back. Trump has repeatedly made fun of Hannity's interviewing skills and called Hannity's softball questions dumb. Now, I think I know what Hannity did to anger Trump. You see, Hannity has spent hours on his show defending Trump from one especially salacious rumor about a certain sex act in a Moscow hotel room. A rumor so salacious that we will not stoop to repeat the details of it here on this show. But as we pointed out before, Sean Hannity often repeats all the embarrassing details of that specific rumor on his TV show, which is watched by millions of people. And I feel like it might have started to annoy Trump because Hannity just won't let it go.
Remember, that's the dossier that talked about Trump at a Ritz-Carlton in Moscow with two prostitutes urinating on his bed? The fake document about President Trump, and that goes to the Ritz-Carlton, and that goes to hookers, Russians, and the Ritz-Carlton and hookers. You know, talking about hookers and urinating in beds. Hookers, Ritz-Carlton, urinating on a bed. The Ritz-Carlton and hookers, Russian hookers, Trump, hookers, 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 urinating in his bed, peeing, urinating, 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 hookers at a Ritz-Carlton in Moscow, urinating in the bed, employing a number of prostitutes to perform golden showers, in other words, urination.
So Hannity thought it was a good idea to go on his show and read in detail the single most embarrassing rumor about his friend, the president. I mean, now I know why Trump is mad at him. Or should I say pissed? Whether it's Hannity or Pence, anyone who gets close to Trump eventually learns that his loyalty has a limit. There's really only one way to ensure that Trump will stand by you no matter what, and that's simple, to pay him off. That's a lesson Saudi Arabia is learning this week amid a firestorm over the murder of Washington Post columnist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. We know for a fact that Trump has financial ties to Saudi Arabia because he told us.
I love the Saudis. Many are in this building.
Saudi Arabia, and I get along great with all of them. They buy apartments from me. They spend $40 million, $50 million. Am I supposed to dislike them? I like them very much.
Saudi Arabia, I like the Saudis. They're very nice. I make a lot of money with them. They buy all sorts of my stuff. All kinds of toys from Trump.
Toys? He sounds like a guy on the street selling knockoff Legos.
They don't snap together. You got to use duct tape.
Trump's financial ties to Saudi Arabia might explain why he's been so reluctant to condemn the kingdom for murdering a journalist and U.S. resident. Yesterday, Trump was asked why he was siding with the repressive regime over his own intelligence agencies, and he gave an answer that made no sense whatsoever.
Because it's America first to me. It's all about America first.
No, that's not America first. That's Saudi Arabia first. This guy is George Orwell's worst nightmare, including the fact that his brain stopped developing in 1984. The president is an authoritarian who demands loyalty and punishes his enemies. He'll turn on even the people closest to him, but he'll stand by you as long as you shower him with gold, also known as...
Golden showers.
This has been A Closer Look.
The great Seth Meyers on the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Obviously, I am Johnny Taco, and guess what? Next up, we'll hear from the king, baby. LeBron James in the house. Nobody better in basketball. Nobody's a better diplomat as far as sports are concerned. People have talked about an athlete being willing to step up and take the mantle maybe that Muhammad Ali once held. Well, I don't think anybody can get up to those levels. But LeBron James is sure a class act. He talks in depth, of course, about his charitable project in the city of Cleveland. Straight up, LeBron James next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Sports Overnight America.
3 seconds to go. Throws up the floater.
James guarded by David Nawaba. Left-handed shot. Misses. The tip is good. Well, he gets on the board first. Always interesting to see, guys. If, yes, the homecoming of LeBron James back to Cleveland. And this was the introduction to the starting lineup moments ago. The majority of the people here at Quicken Loans Arena with a standing ovation. I don't know about you guys, but I didn't hear a single boo. There's some people that sat and didn't clap, but a rousing and well-deserved ovation for James' return.
JaVale McGee at a 6'8 forward from St. Vincent.
Mike, he said when he came back with Miami, the one overriding thought he had as he stepped between the lines, Mark, was how do I play well?
Figured that out. I think the important thing is getting guys involved because at any point he can attempt to take over this game.
And you see a number of his former teammates, including Jetty Osman, who he had a very close relationship with.
Let's hear what the King had to say in depth post-game.
The day started off great. I got an opportunity as soon as I started the day, go down to my school, see my kids, and, great warm welcome, to see them the day before Thanksgiving. So, I was already, blessed and thankful for that moment right there. And to come here tonight and go out and hear the fans' reception. My 11 years playing here, I just try to do, be the best, basketball player, be the best role model, the best leader I could be, both on and off the floor, lead by example for this franchise. And, and they showed their appreciation. And I really, from not only for myself, but my friends and family that were at the game tonight, it was a great moment.
In that fourth quarter, you're down 8 with about 5 minutes left. What's most important as you're trying to close out a game like that?
You got to get stops. You got to get stops and try to get to the free throw line, be able to stop the clock. And we was able to execute both of those.
How did you focus on the basketball at that point, just with everything, like you said, going on emotionally? And how does that go through your head?
That's my safe haven right there. That's my sanctuary. Once I step out on the floor, the main thing is the main thing, and that's to try to go out and execute offensively and defensively and try to get a win.
You had that moment after the tribute where you acknowledged the crowd and waved your hand. What were you feeling at that moment?
I appreciate, these fans just as much as they appreciated me. Every single night we stepped out on the floor, they always showed their appreciation to not only myself but for my teammates for those 11 years, especially, those last 4 years, those championship runs that we were making. That was just my salute to them. Of them appreciating what I was able to accomplish with my teammates and coaching staff along those 4 years.
Did you watch the whole video?
I did not.
Did you watch any part of it?
Yeah, I seen a little bit of the last part. Luke was actually drawing up a play, so I had to pay attention slightly. I didn't want to miss that and mess up the play coming out of timeout, but I was able to catch some of it at the end.
LeBron, you've walked in as a visitor before. Different tonight? Did you feel any different walking in, coming into the locker room?
I think I just felt different from the time we landed yesterday. You just felt a different way. I'm a different person. We're all different, from 8 years ago. I think, both good and bad, but, more importantly, this experience has been great. So, it's all about growth, and we all have grown, from that, from that moment 8 years ago. So, I kind of lead the past in the past and always focus on the present and see what happens in the future.
Ron, you met Jetty a few times tonight, and he was talking earlier today about how important it was for him last year to try and earn your respect. How did he do that?
By showing up on time every single day, putting in the work every single day, and being a professional every single day. Jetty's one of my favorite guys that I've played with. You know, he's only a year, but he's a sponge, and you can see that he has a love for the game. So you know, my relationship has grown even stronger with Jetty, even though I've been, you know, on another coast, but I've been keeping up with him, you know, throughout this season for him. The best thing I told him tonight, I said, you finally took my advice and started wearing Nikes.
Do you feel for your friends in the camp, especially the guys you won the title with? I mean, how rough this is right now.
Well, absolutely. I mean, listen, I mean, anytime you got a group of guys that you spend so much time with, both on and off the floor, you know, and they're going through what they're going through right now, you definitely feel for that. You know, some championship, you know, champions over there. These guys have been to the, you know, to the finals. A lot of guys have worked their tails off to get to where they are in their career, and you never want to see your friends be in a situation that they're in. But, you know, as professionals, they're still giving all they got as they show tonight. So let's see what happens.
Outside of Swenson's post-game and the visit at Promise earlier in the day, did you get to do any of the things that reminded you of home in those last 24
hours? Yeah, I went home. I went to my home. After I, you know, went to my school today, I went home, was able to, you know, eat some, eat pregame, get a nap in, just be around my house. You know, just felt very comfortable. So, you know, that was good for me.
Did the kids at the school know you were coming?
They did not. Today was actual, it was grandparents' day today at the school. So we kept it that way, and we didn't tell none of the kids until I actually walked into all six of the classrooms individually. Spent a, you know, deal amount of time with those classrooms, you know, my third and fourth graders, and it was great. It's a good way to go into Thanksgiving. You know, all of us being thankful, you know, of the great, you know, lives that we have.
Any tears shed in there?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at my IG story, you know, it shows me picking up a little girl, Cena, and the reason I picked her up is because as soon as I walked into the classroom, she just broke down. She broke down with a lot of emotion, and she couldn't really keep it together. So, you know, I told her today's game day for me, and I don't need to get this emotional. You get me? I need to focus on what I need to focus on tonight. But it's a pretty cool moment.
LeBron, on the eve of Thanksgiving, you have a lot to be thankful for. I'm sure you just put that into words. What are you thinking?
My family. My family and friends comes before anything in life, man. Without them, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do every single day. You know, so I'm thankful for them every day. They allow me to do what I do, both on the floor and off the floor. They give me the guidance. They give me the strength. They get on me when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And they also strengthen me when I don't have all the strength in the world to get through it. So, you know, without my friends and without my family, you know, my wife, my three kids, my mother, my in-laws, and the list goes on and on and on and on. I'm thankful for them.
Do you have
last
a
question,
in
please?
Food prep at all tomorrow?
Do I have a role in food prep? I absolutely don't. My wife makes an unbelievable red velvet cake. I asked for that. My wife also makes, you know, great macaroni and cheese. And but I got to be careful because we got Utah coming in on Friday, so I can't go too crazy. But I will enjoy my time. So, it'll be a good day. It'll be a good day.
The one, the only, baby, King LeBron James. Nobody talks a better game in basketball right now, and he talks about the world as well than LeBron James does. Straight up, next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine is Dominic Steiner with Dominic Jimenez, only on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
On the inbound, they put it in the hands of LeBron. They have to hoist. Step back. Fires. The bottom! Absolutely cold-blooded LeBron James!
Man, I think we're at a point now where we protect the shooter more than the driver. I mean, there's no reason I should be going to the line four times in a game when I drive 100 times to the paint. I'm getting hit and slapped and grabbed and whatever, whatnot. So, but we protect the shooter. That's what it's turned into. You know, chicks dig the long ball, and that's what it's about.
Oladipo, matched up with James, five to shoot. Oladipo makes his move, drives to the rim. Oh, it's blocked by James. Tie-up, Cleveland. The denial by LeBron James. And the Cavaliers will have possession with 3 seconds to go.
Let's give me the ball. Give me the ball. They had a foul to give. So I wanted to go quick so they couldn't give up that foul because we had no more timeouts. So I was able to turn and get to my spot. It's like deja vu from a regular season game we had versus Minnesota where I got a block on the other end and then a game winner, but that team never stops.
That team never stops, and it's going to be even tougher on Friday.
I mean, who doesn't love LeBron James? He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And now LeBron is the newest Los Angeles transplant. Los Angeles transplant is also what he Googles when he needs new hair. That's okay. Like LeBron, when he hosted, he made fun of me too. I'd say we're even. J.R. Smith would say we're up by one.
No, because they still don't. I got hit in the head 3 times a day. Got elbowed in the nose. It is what it is at this point. I'm just trying to, I don't know, just keep going, keep pushing and not even, I'm trying to not just get caught up in the battle with the calls that should be called and just keep playing my game.
LeBron James, 5 to shoot. McGee pokes it away. James up and under, throws it off the backboard. Oh, what a perfect pass to himself.
I think what people don't understand, people that never played the game of basketball, never played team sports, is that only to succeed, it has to be a team effort. I know I get a lot of the headlines, win, lose, or draw, whatever the case may be, but in order to be successful, it's a team game. I learned that from when I first started picking up a basketball to play organized basketball at age 9. So you get all the doubters and people who've never stepped in an arena, who've never played basketball, who've never put on a tank top and shorts, who've never played anything organized, always want to try to kill my teammates. And it's unfair to them. But I'm always stay true to the game of basketball because the game of basketball always stay true to me. And that's why we're going to another final because my teammates played a hell of a game.
Butler with 4 seconds left. Butler denied by James. And Smith calls a timeout. Heads up play by Smith as he turned and called the timeout after the rejection from James.
So much. He kept going. LeBron James in a steal. No one will come near it. 260. Burn an extra brother.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey,
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What's happening, everybody? It's time for another edition of Dom's Diner. I am the man himself, the owner, the proprietor, the man for whom this diner and segment here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, who it's named after, Dominic Jimenez. So I'm here. You're there listening. Let's do this thing because I've got some damn good specials for you. Let's start things off with winners, like we always do here at the diner each week.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Kemba Walker. So the first part about Kemba Walker winning is that he scored 103 points over the span of two games this past week. Kemba Walker's been on fire. Well, the first game, he scored 60 points, and Kemba Walker outscored the rest of his team on nearly half as many shots. That's right, Kemba Walker, 60 points on 21 for 34 shooting. Very good shooting, almost a 67% clip there. The rest of the Hornets scored 59 points on 21 of 65 shooting. Let that sink in. Kemba Walker takes almost half the shots that his teammates take, and he manages to outscore them by 1 point. They lose that game to the Philadelphia 76ers. And then in the next game, Kemba Walker, what does he do? He follows that up with a 43-point performance in a win over the Boston Celtics. So Kemba Walker on fire. The Hornets, they haven't been great this year, but the Hornets playing better than a lot of people expected. One of the many surprises across the NBA, Grizzlies and Clippers included. How about them? They're not winners this week, but if they keep it up, they might be winners on a future episode of Dom's Diner. My second winner, it's a group effort because it's the Colts' offensive line. All five guys there have been fantastic. No, the Colts don't really have much of a running game. That's not what this is about. Trust me, not what it's about. This is more about Andrew Luck. Now, Andrew Luck, just a few years ago, looked like he was never going to play another down in the NFL. His shoulder was so injured, there were so many problems, you just didn't think he was going to be able to come back. He had multiple surgeries and rehab setbacks. It just looked like it was going to be all bad for Andrew Luck and that he was never going to be able to fulfill that promise, that skill, that ability that he displayed himself that made it look like he was going to be one of the all-time greats. Well, Andrew Luck is back and healthy, dominating the league. He'd be more of a story if it weren't for guys like Drew Brees and Patrick Mahomes just destroying the league. But here is why the offensive line for the Colts are winners. Andrew Luck has not been sacked in each of his last five starts. The only longer streak of quarterback starts without a sack in the last 15 seasons came back in 2006 when Steve McNair went unsacked for six straight games. So yes, Andrew Luck is going to get all of the attention. Andrew Luck's going to get all the praise. But shout out to the Colts offensive line, huh? Five straight starts for Andrew Luck and he hasn't been sacked. That means the Colts offensive line are doing their jobs pretty damn well. So they, you know what? They deserve a shout out. And Marlon Mack, the running back for the Colts, has been playing a lot better now that he's healthy. He's been playing pretty well as the running back. The offensive line's got opening up some holes for him, too. So it's not just all in the pass protection. They're running the ball far better than they have at any point this season. So shout out to the offensive line for the Indianapolis Colts. Your winners this week. My next winner, Adrian Beltre. Texas Rangers third baseman announces retirement this week following 21 seasons in Major League Baseball. Beltre, 39, four-time All-Star, four-time Silver Slugger, five-time Gold Glove winner. Spent seven seasons with the Dodgers, five with the Mariners, and one with the Red Sox before playing the final 8 years of his career with the Rangers. Beltre retires as the all-time leader in career hits recorded by a Dominican-born player with 3,166. He's got career numbers of 286 batting average, which is 35th all-time, 477 home runs, 1,707 RBIs. He also posted a career WAR of 95.7, which ranks 26th all-time according to Baseball Reference. And his defensive WAR of 29.3 ranks 10th all-time. Adrian Beltre, one of the all-time greats. Adrian Beltre is one of those guys that needs to be put in that upper echelon of third baseman to ever play the game. There were some questions about his age and whether he fudged what his age was when he was coming up, coming out of the Dominican Republic. It was a little bit of speculation about PEDs and performance enhancers and steroids and stuff like that, but there was never any solid proof. There was never anything like that. And in addition to how absolutely terrific he was on the diamond, Adrian Beltre provided us some of the greatest on-field moments funniest on-field moments that I can think of. The first one that comes to mind, literally any time somebody tried to touch his head. You know, Beltre hits a home run, takes his helmet off. The guy hated being touched in the head, so what did his teammates do? Naturally, they touched his head. And just the reaction, just the spin around, the death stare, just it was entertaining to watch because it wasn't happening to me. I think about his relationship with Elvis Andrus, the shortstop for the Rangers over the last handful of years, while they've been together in tandem on the left side of the infield. Andrus likes to have fun. He likes to screw around a little bit. There have been times where Beltre's like, I got it, on a pop-up, and Andrus will come over and grab it, and Beltre will give him, again, that, I think he should get it patented, death stare and shoot nothing but straight fire at Elvis Andrus. And then my favorite one, Beltre was not on the on-deck circle. He was closer, more towards behind the plate. So the home plate umpire's like, hey, you need to get back in the circle. So Beltre grabbed the on-deck circle and moved it to where he had been standing and then got ejected. Lighten up Jerry West. So Adrian Beltre, one of the all-time greats, hangs him up. Shout out to him. He's a winner. And my last winner, Sue Bird, one of the all-time great WNBA players, former number one overall pick, has spent her entire career with Seattle Storm, multiple Olympic gold medals, multiple WNBA championships, multiple college NCAA championships at UConn. Well, now, remember, she hasn't retired yet. She's still playing, still one of the best players in the league. Well, she is now going to be an assistant in the front office with the Denver Nuggets. She told SB Nation that she'll be scouting players, but otherwise, other than that, she's up for learning pretty much anything. She's going to be a basketball operations associate, a role she never thought would be available until her playing career ended. But a call from president of basketball operations for the Nuggets, Tim Connolly, opened up that door for the three-time WNBA champion, all-time assist leader, and current Seattle Storm point guard to get a jump start on what life after her playing days may look like. And remember, when the WNBA season wraps up, a lot of the women go overseas to play because they're able to play year-round, and sometimes there's better money overseas in their opportunities-wise than there are here in the WNBA. So she gets to stay in the United States, and she gets to learn something completely different. Her body is going to be rested up for the next WNBA season, and she's getting a head start on her post-playing career. So shout-out to Sue Bird, shout-out to the Denver Nuggets. Both sides of this equation, absolute winners. All right, and opposite of winners, losers. I only have one losers, but it's the German national soccer team.
Le who? The her.
They went 4-6-3. 4 wins, 6 losses, 3 ties this year in 2018. The national team season is over. It's the lowest winning percentage in a calendar year since 1964 for the German national squad. And let's not forget the debacle not getting out of the group stage at the World Cup. So, it has not been a good year for the German national team. Yes, the U.S. has been bad too. Yes, they didn't even get to the World Cup. The Netherlands didn't get to the World Cup. Italy didn't get to the World Cup. But there's still a certain level of expectations with the German national team. If you remember, they went to the World Cup and were favorites to win the World Cup. And they didn't get out of the group stage. 4-6-3. That's 54 years since they put up a winning percentage that poor. So, yeah, no shout-out to the German national soccer team because they are losers this week and in 2018. get a little bit of a different thing here. A lot of say what's. Normally, I've got just one little good quote, but we have a lot of say what's. First say what.
Say what?
Last Sunday was 33 years to the day that Joe Theismann's leg was shattered by none other than Lawrence Taylor of the New York Giants. And last Sunday, on the 33rd anniversary to the day of Theismann's leg break, Alex Smith fractured his leg, got tackled, and his leg got twisted up, and you could see it just break, and then his leg went a little limp. There was also a report that there was a little bit of bone coming out of the skin, so it was a very ugly injury for Alex Smith. A little bit older, you hope that this isn't career-ending like it was for Theismann, but how wild is it? 33 years to the day for the same team, both played for Washington. 33 years to the day, Alex Smith also breaks his leg. Gruesome injury. And on top of that, Joe Theismann was in attendance at the game in a booth. Say what? Next say what? Monday's game between the Chiefs and the Rams was the first in NFL history where both teams scored 50 points. And according to the Elias Sports Bureau, no team in NFL history has scored 50 points in a loss like the Chiefs just did, obviously because it's the first time both teams ever scored 50 points in a game. Entering the game, NFL teams scoring 50 points were 216-0 all time. So yes, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have been setting records left and right. Offensive plays, touchdowns, yardage. Well, they also set a little bit of history in a not-so-great way this time by becoming the first team to lose when scoring 50 points. And also, the over-under was in the high 60s. They put up 100 points. I hope you took the over on that one because, man, did that look like the most glaringly obvious over point total that was ever going to happen, no matter how high the number actually was from Vegas. And my last say what, there are only a handful of players who debuted in the 1990s across all four major sports in the U.S. now that Adrian Beltre has retired. Here's a list of the guys left. Bartolo Colon, baseball, he's a free agent. Number two, Phil Dawson, kicker for the Cardinals. Adam Vinatieri, kicker for the Colts. Vince Carter, shooting guard, small forward for the Atlanta Hawks. Dirk Nowitzki for the Dallas Mavericks. Zdeno Chara for the Bruins, he's still going strong. Matt Cullen for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Roberto Luongo, the keeper for the Florida Panthers. Patrick Marleau, the winger for the Maple Leafs. And Joe Thornton, the captain of the San Jose Sharks. Those are the last 10 players left playing in all of professional sports, sorry, the big four sports, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, in the United States that debuted in the 1990s because Adrian Beltre was the 11th guy on that list. Now there are only 10, and Bartolo's a free agent, so by the time the baseball season rolls around, it may only be 9. And before we wrap things up here at the diner, we gotta go one more place, and that is good job, good effort. Good job, good effort goes out to the Buffalo Bills offense. They have scored 13 touchdowns this season. Little, and I mean little more than a touchdown per game. Fun fact, though, the Chiefs-Rams on Monday night, the game I was talking about, they combined for 14 touchdowns. So good job, good effort, Bills. You are struggling something fierce this season. Not just on offense, not just on defense, but yeah, you guys are just struggling, period. That is going to wrap things up for me, Dominic Jimenez. We are done here at the diner. It is time to move on because you are listening to the Taco Man Audio Magazine here on Sports Byline USA.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
To help you out, I made a top 10 list of things to make you more attractive for your sex symbol husband.
Uh-oh.
Number 10, wear traditional Islamic garb covering all but the eyes. Number 9, feather removing electrolysis. Number 8, ski mask. Number 7, sew up holes in ski masks. Number 6, hire attractive woman to stand in front of you at all times. Number 5, beak job. Number 4, put paper bag over ski mask. Number 3, shave head, tattoo Cindy Crawford's face on back of head. Learn to walk backwards. Number 2, poke out eyes of every man on earth. Number 1, get president to make every day Halloween.
Ah, Peg, would it really make you feel better if I told you I needed you?
Yes, it would.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Mat Audio Magazine. If I fail to entertain you, inform you, or outrage you, I haven't done my job. So the bottom line is, if I fail, hey, tune in next week, and I'll kick your butt then. Straight up, this is Johnny Taco coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time out here on the West Coast. Of course, that's 1 a.m. Eastern time and 7 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's right. Straight up, this is the Taco Mat Audio Magazine. Thanks go to the great producer we have, Scott Cuddy. Of course, Dominic Jimenez. Hey, man, can't do the show without Seth Meyers. Man, Seth and his comedy, he's very insightful, no doubt about that. And props to the king. That's right. The king of the NBA. Outside of Steph Curry, he's the greatest player going. I'm talking about LeBron James. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This has been the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, a production of Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.